Hey guys, good evening. It is John C. Morley here, serial entrepreneur. Welcome to IFYL. It is Saturday. I'm very happy that it's Saturday. It is May 4th, 2024. It's great to be in May, everyone. We don't really have the May flowers yet, but it's still great to be in May, depending on when you're watching this, when it first came out, or if you're watching this months after it's gotten very, very cold. Anyway, I am your host here. My name is John C. Morley. I'm a serial entrepreneur. And every single day, I put out amazing quality content at BelieveMeAchieve.com. You could check that out for more of my amazing free inspiring information and nuggets to help get you on your pathway to success. All right. We start on Saturday, which is what we're doing today, with a brand new master topic. We roll all the way through the week and we finish up on a Friday, which is what we did just last week. And so each day we have a granular topic. So I want to thank you, whether you're here at 8:17 p.m., 8:17 a.m., 3 a.m., 3 p.m., 6 a.m., 6 p.m., it doesn't really matter. Thank you so very much for being here with me on Inspirations for Your Life. And so here is our master topic. Is everybody ready for the master topic? I don't know if you guys are really ready for the master topic. You know what the master topic is tonight? Do you guys have any, do you have any clue what the master topic is? If you had to guess, could you guess what the master topic is, or is that kind of like crazy? Well, I think you guys could guess it. I don't think it's terribly hard, but I think, well, when I say hard, you have to kind of know at least what I'm talking about, right? I think that's probably the most important thing. So our master topic, ladies and gentlemen, is, ready? One, two, three. Life is like a stained glass. Life is like a stained glass. And so, you know, we're talking a stained glass window, right? Life is like a stained glass window. So when you think about stained glass, right, what comes to mind? I don't know if you're religious or not. Maybe you see them at churches, synagogues, or other places that have stained glass. You might have stained glass in your own home, right? Could be in a restaurant. A lot of fancy restaurants might have stained glass. So let's dive in a little bit. So our granular topic for just tonight is starting to understand stained glass wisdom. Huh. That's right. You know, I wasn't just going to be talking about glass all week, right? There's got to be a connection to motivation. And there is. And I found it. Here it is, everyone. So first of all, tonight's master topic. You ready for tonight's master topic? As I told you. Nice master topic is starting to understand stained glass wisdom. Starting to understand stained glass wisdom. And that's tonight's master topic. Series three, which means we're the third year, 19th show in the third year. And we're on episode number one. So welcome, everyone. So the granular topic for tonight, the granular one is that. And the master topic is life is like a stained glass window. But tonight's granular topic is starting to understand stained glass wisdom. All right. So first of all, before we can start about this, what is stained glass? What is stained, window, right? What, if we had to talk about that, what is stained glass? So, stained glass is it's a color, according to Wikipedia. It's a colored glass as a material or work created from it. And throughout its thousands of years of history, the term has been applied almost exclusively to the windows of churches and other significant religious buildings, although they could be on restaurants as well. Traditionally made in flat panels and used as windows, the creations of modern stained glass artists also include three-dimensional structures and sculpture, modern vernacular usage has often extended the term stained glass to include domestic LED light and objects d'art, right? And created from foil glass work and exemplified in the famous lamps of Louis Comfort Tiffany, which I'm sure you guys know. So as a material, stained glass is glass that has been colored by adding metallic salts during its manufacture. And usually then further decorating into various different ways. But we'll get more into that in a little bit. I want to jump into the next point for tonight is, where was the first stained glass window made? Does anybody know? if you know, put it in the chat. Where was the first stained glass window ever made? Who can tell me that? So, stained glass. It has that aura of mystery in it, doesn't it? All right. It kind of, you know, plays between the light and the color and all that kind of stuff. But stained glass began with Pliny's tale of accidental discovery of glass by the Phoenician sailors. And the legend recounts shipwrecked sailors who set their cooking pots on blocks of natron soda from their cargo and then built a fire under it on the beach. In the morning, the fire's heat had melted the sand and soda mixture, and the resultant mass had cooled and hardened into, voila, glass. Today, though it is thought that Pliny, through energetic and collecting materials, was not very significantly reliable, it's more like that Egyptian or Mesopotamian potters accidentally discovered glass when firing their vessels. So the earliest known man-made glass is in the form of Egyptian beds from between 2750 and 2625 BC. And artisans made these beads by winding a thin string of molten glass around a removable clay core. And the glass is opaque. And of course, you know, it's very, very precious. So that's a little bit about it. And so again, you know, what the next thing people always ask, you know, so what was the first building to ever get a piece of stained glass window? What do you think was the first building? Again, it went on churches and all kinds of things. And then, you know, what happened is they had this other piece, right? They had this silver piece that went by. And again, it was during the Gothic period and the Renaissance period. And people always say, you know, why is it called stained glass? Well, it derives from the silver stain that was often applied to the side of the window that would face the outside of the building. And when the glass was fired, the silver stain turned a yellow color that could range from lemon to gold. And stained glass was usually used to make windows so that the light would shine through the painting. It's a form of painting that began over 1,000 years ago, and it's still essentially made the same way today. There's Gothic stained glass, which you've probably seen in a lot of churches. There's Renaissance stained glass, which you probably definitely see for a lot of the, let's say, Stations of the Cross. There's large-scale stained glass. There's single piece of glass, stained glass, right? So the question is, what church or building had the first piece of stained glass? And the first congregational church in downtown Columbus, Ohio, is, and one of its stained glass windows is where we're seeing this for like the first time. But as we said, the origins of stained glass really dipped quite a way back. So now that we have a little bit of understanding of stained glass, let's talk about, you know, we understand where it was made. So we got that. When was the first, I talked about that. And the question now is, so why, this is the question, why was stained glass made? Why was it made? So stained glass, as we said, is a colored glass as a material or work created from it. And we talked about, you know, the sailors there and what happened and how they put their pot down. Okay. And how they discovered something. So it really happened because of a discovery. Glass can produce quite amazing and exquisite works of art. But when colored, the medium climbs to like a kaleidoscope type effect. And that adds a new, let's say, perspective to everyone that looks at, you know, the window, which is now art. And although it's associated with windows and places of worship, stained glass has been adopted and adapted for all kinds of art. Museums, colleges, some people's homes, but mostly I've seen in some restaurants, okay? Stained glass is something that everyone has revered for a very long time, but they don't quite understand everything about it. I mean, we see it in things like Wells Cathedral Ladies Chapel, which began in the 1310, and stained glass decoration partially went through a challenge as they did the restoration, which was pretty amazing, if you ask me. But I want to talk about something next, which is the whole question of, you know, stained glass windows, okay? I want to talk about the fact of how stained glass windows from centuries ago in the manufacturing process changed from how we do it today. So, stained glass hasn't really changed that much. Glass is made by fusing together some forms of silica, such as sand, and alkali, such as potash or soda, and lime or lead oxide. The color is produced by adding a metallic oxide to the raw materials. So, pretty cool. So, stained glass is still made the same way it was back in the Middle Ages, and it comes in various forms. For the glass used in leaded glass windows, a lump of the molten glass is caught up at one end of a blowpipe, blown into a cylinder, cut, flattened, and cooled. Artisans also vary this basic process in order to produce different effects, such as flash glass, which is made by dipping a ball of molten white glass into molten colored glass. Pretty cool, right? So the process of stained glass hasn't changed that much. Now, large mixtures of stained glass mix of the raw materials, including alkaline fluxes and stabilizing agents in huge mixers. The mix is then melted in a modern furnace, get this, ladies and gentlemen, at 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, that'll cook you. Give you a nice suntan. And 1371 Celsius, in case we have any people from Europe listening. Each ingredient has to be carefully measured and weighed according to a calculated formula in order to produce the appropriate color. For cathedral glass, the molten glass is lead into a machine that rolls the glass into 1/8 inch, and the sheets are then cooled into a special furnace called an annealing layer, and the glass is then inspected, trimmed to the appropriate standard size, and it's packed into cases. Now, how do you create the window pattern? Well, through some of the tools to make stained glass, windows have become more improved, cutting, painting, and things like that. Finishing has changed. So the future. Stained glass now when churches, let's say, because it's mostly churches, install stained glass windows, they put a plexi or other glass on first to support it. See, that was different. They didn't do that back then, okay? They now have this we call it safety glass. So safety glass is now installed, and stained glass is put behind it. So you could add stained glass in an existing window. It's actually better to do this because what happens is you're not going to damage the stained glass. So you can add stained glass to your existing windows and achieve that look you want without having to replace the whole window. You can bond the stained glass panel to the existing clear pane of glass, and you can get a whole new effect. You know, a lot of times you'll see stained glass. Sometimes you'll see a little bit of it on somebody's entranceway, but it's nothing crazy. It's just like a little pattern. Yeah, in the churches and other places, you see them, you know, much more exotic, right? The question is, how do, let's say, construction companies, this really want to ask, install stained glass Windows today. And the thing is, they put in a glass first. So when you install a stained glass window, they have, because we know that stained glass was not very strong, unfortunately. And so, you know, understanding how a stained glass window gets put in might seem a little complicated. People say, can I just replace my existing window with stained glass? Sure you can. You attach the stained glass window to an existing window, as long as it's a clear one. And, you know, you can do lots of great things with that. And so it's like, you know, you install the stained glass window, and basically you install it behind a regular glass window that is already there. So I think that is, you know, I think that's really cool. But a lot of people think the stained glass is just, you know, simple. It's not. Stained glass is an art. Okay, so the question is, is stained glass windows installed the same way years ago as they do today? And that's a great question, because it's different now. Okay? The way stained glass is put together, it was very subtle to damages. Basically, the damages could happen almost immediately. Now the design to last for generations, because the technology is more advanced and modern than ever before, and it creates more of a durable product. So they were durable in the past, but it was like the weather was beating directly at the stained glass window. Now that doesn't happen anymore. Now, you actually, anytime you build something, like you're going to use stained glass, so you always, you install a safety or clear glass, then you put the stained glass window behind it. Okay? And this is what a lot of churches and many buildings are doing, because, you know, the stained glass can't take a lot of wind. Okay? Can't take a lot of wind. We're going to talk a lot more about stained glass and how life is like a stained glass window. So I thought it was important, before we could dive into that, that we first talked about what stained glass is. You know, what is a stained glass window, now that you know? We talked about, where was the first stained glass window installed? Well, I know, was it made? So, you know, we talked about that. Why was the first stained glass window made? And we said it was kind of like by accident. We kind of said it was by accident. So we kind of said it was by accident. And we know the how. But I think understanding how an art can be created, even though you may not know how to do it, I think it really gives us an appreciation for all the time and the effort that actually goes into making stained glass windows. Now, the next thing you're probably going to ask me, I know you're going to ask me this, how long does it take to make a typical church stained glass window? Well, that's a loaded question, guys. It depends, right? The process of creating stained glass is not 5 minutes. We know that, right? And we know that stained glass is able to do some amazing things, which we're going to learn later on. But we also have learned that stained glass is not to be showing to the outside anymore. Even though you see it to the outside, it has a protective coating on it, which I think is really cool. Ladies and gentlemen, I am John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. It's been a privilege, been a pleasure, and an honor to be with you on this fantastic, amazing Saturday evening here. That's May 4th, 2024, right here on Inspiration for Your Life. I hope you definitely like, love, support the channel. Comment below, tag your friends, colleagues, and associates. Share this out with everyone you know on social media. Of course, go to BelieveMeAchieve.com for more of my amazing creations. Be sure to like and love it. And also be sure to follow me on TikTok. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. And I can't wait to talk to you more tomorrow and the rest of the week about how life is like a stained glass window. I'll see you guys on the other side of the window or through another window tomorrow. Take care, everyone, and of course, be well.